it's like the mental aspect.
Yeah.
To get in touch with your physical body and get understanding of it, it's how you come to approach it.
Yeah.
And the way you approach any task, I guess, even when it's physical, is the mental aspect.
Yeah.
So how do you see dieting, or how do you see fitness? You know, that's important, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
then overall, that kind of goes into your action aspect. And yeah. that's how you... Welcome back, people, to topic discussions or discussion topics. I'm your boy, Raymond Funeri.
And I'm Bernadette Edwards.
Bernadette Edwards, today she's our guest to join us in this discussion we're going to be having today. And today's topic is about physical health, well-being, and all that.
Physical wealth.
Physical wealth, yes. Physical wealth, health, rhymes, same thing. And the discussion I want to have around was basically that. It's about what is physical health, truly? You know, is it just eating good? Is it just about lifting weights,
running? Physical wealth.
It's the same thing.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, wealth is just, as we discussed in our previous video, it's just about well-being.
Yeah.
So your well-being. And in that, there's seven different ways of being held well-being. And one of them is the physical aspect.
Side. Yeah.
And we got her in today to kind of have a discussion with me about, or with us about, what physical health and wealth is for her. And is just in general, just getting a perspective.
Yeah. So, well, I think it is different for everybody. But in my experience, it really, physical wealth to me is what your relationship is with your body. So in terms of like,
I like that.
What you're eating, what your relationship is with your appearance, and your relationship to fitness. So
is appearance and fitness go hand in hand in a sense?
It can, like, you know, your fitness will, well, you know, your fitness will determine, I suppose, your energy in some sort of level. But I do also believe that that's not always necessarily the case. Like, it can be within your mind, but we're talking about the physical side.
All right. Okay. Physical aspect. Just the outside aspect. Okay. Fair.
And... yeah, so what's your relationship like to your body? Like, what are you saying to yourself about, so when you're eating like a sugar or something, are you condemning yourself for it? Are you guilting yourself over it? Because I know people who eat like children, like they just eat sweets all the time, but they're not like gaining this weight that you usually would if you're eating sweets.
Okay.
But then you have someone who's like who's on a diet, and they're like being conscious of like how much sweets they're eating, and they gain. Someone I know told me that they'll eat a sweet and then they gain like a kilo or two. And that's because that's because they're like consciously thinking, oh my gosh, if I eat this sweet, I'm gonna gain. Whereas the other person is like, while they're eating it, they're enjoying it and they're loving it and they're not condemning themselves over it.
So I guess I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. Is like, so the physical health and the well-being, the main aspect of getting in that physical understanding is like understand in a communication with your body.
Yeah.
That there is some sort of communication.
Yeah.
That there is. And when you're saying like the condemnation part or not feeling guilty part.
Yeah.
Your body kind of, there's a way you can communicate with your body.
Yeah.
And one of that ways is like, you know, feeling guilt or feeling that.
Yeah.
Obviously there's, I'm aware, like there's certain fruits and foods that are not healthy for your body regardless, you know, because they can cause certain things.
Yeah,
but I'm just trying to understand where you're coming from is that there's some sort of communication with your body.
There is definitely a communication with your body. And like, when you speak, how you speak to your body really influences how your body reacts to you.
And I think, I guess, speaking to a body, is it the way we eat? Like, eating is the one way to speak to our body?
Yeah, so like, you know, what are you speaking to your body while you're eating, while you're doing a workout? While you look in the mirror.
True.
Yeah.
Is working out important for a physical, I think it goes without saying, but still I want to discuss it, like fitness. Is it like, when people hear the word, I'm pretty sure fitness, is it just like running, lifting weights? Is it like a specific thing that you need to do?
Well, it really depends on you. For me, I feel like working out's like dancing, like what rhythm works for you. You know, lifting weights might not always be for somebody. Running might not always be for somebody. Like for me, I personally love running and I love doing like little HIIT exercises, but I'm not too big on like lifting weights.
Okay.
That might be different for somebody else. And But yeah, like I feel like your rhythm can change, like you can explore new ways, but yeah, it really depends what your relationship is with your body. Like, are you judging yourself? Are you trying to compare yourself to other people?
Okay, I see what you're saying. But do you have an idea? Do you have an idea of how we can sort of communicate with our body in a sense?
Yeah, so like,
how do we get to that understanding with
ourselves? Well, I'd say, you know, what is your mental diet? What are you consciously choosing to think? Because your thoughts do create your reality.
Mm-hmm.
And new thoughts equals new feelings. So if you keep repeating a certain, I suppose you can call it mantra in your mind.
Like a saying or a phrase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also you're asking like how someone can communicate with their body?
Because we were saying like, oh, you gotta understand your body and the way you talk to your body. And you can say by eating this and this and stuff.
So personally, when I'm eating, well, my previous relationship to my body was like, oh, like if I eat this thing, like I won't feel good, or this will make me like fat or something like that. But now when I'm eating food, I enjoy it. So like in my mind, I'm telling myself, I'm enjoying it because I'm enjoying the relationship I have with my body. So I'm telling my body, I do this all the time when I'm eating. I'm just trying to remember what I say. It's my thoughts, so it's my personal thoughts. But I do want to share it.
Before you go on, bro, I just want to understand, to get to the understanding, it's like the mental aspect.
Yeah.
To get in touch with your physical body and get an understanding of it, it's how you come to approach it.
Yeah.
And the way you approach any task, I guess, even when it's physical, is the mental aspect.
Yeah.
So how do you see dieting, or how do you see fitness? You know, that's important, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Because then, overall, that kind of goes into your action aspect. And that's how you, as you say, you have to enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely.
Because physical wealth and physical health, it shouldn't be a burden.
Nah.
You know, you shouldn't burden yourself to feel and look a certain type of way. Yeah. Yeah, right?
You should enjoy your body, and you should enjoy...
It's one body. Yeah. Like, you got to feel comfortable within it.
Yeah.
And I think, as you're trying to say, it's like the mental. Like,
yeah.
How do you see yourself?
Your mental diet is so much more important than what you're eating.
I think it's the same, but it's important to get a check. Get your mental, like your physically, the way you look at yourself physically is very important.
The way that you look at yourself physically. Yeah.
Yeah, Fair. Is there anything else you want to add to this discussion about physical health?
Well, I did want to share my mental diet.
Ooh, we getting a little sneak peek. All right, it's an exclusive personal content. All right, go ahead. Give us, if you feel comfortable.
Well, for me, because I just had a baby 7 months ago, so I was feeling a little bit self-conscious about my body. So whenever I would eat, I would say to myself, every day in every way, I'm losing unwanted fat from my body. And I'll just say that to myself while I'm eating whatever I want to eat. And... yeah, it works. 7 months later, I've lost like 15 kilos that's from giving birth as well. But like, I've made it back to my original weight before I got pregnant. Yeah. That's one of my diets I have when I'm.
So you usually literally use that mental aspect of approaching this.
Yeah, it's not necessarily speaking it, you know, vocally, but. It's within my mind, yeah.
Because the more you think on it, the more you do it and you behave and act.
The much more I'm conscious of it, the more that my body follows.
That was a strong one. Hey, that's all we got for you guys today for this short topic discussion topics. We'll get the title around to it eventually. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned, stay blessed, and hopefully you guys apply this somewhere, some form. All right, take care.
Thank you.
You enjoyed our content? Thank you. If you want more, follow us on Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, and our website for more. If you love what we do, support us on Patreon, Subscribestar, Crypto, and all links in the description below. Hey, RCTV, peace. Peace out.